I'm Marco Werman with The World. We've checked in with news from Brussels and the aftermath of terrorist attacks there yesterday. More on that coming up in the second half of The World. But first to Argentina, the next stop for President Obama after wrapping up his Cuba visit. The government in Argentina has not been very friendly with the United States in recent years. But there's a newly elected president there who's giving Obama a warm reception in Buenos Aires. There are others, though, who are not so happy with the visit, especially the timing of it. Irene Caselli is a journalist based in Buenos Aires, and tomorrow, Irene, is the 40th anniversary of the coup in 1976 that brought the military to power in Argentina and began the so-called dirty war dictatorship there. What do Argentines think about President Obama's visit coinciding with that poignant anniversary?
It's definitely a very sensitive date. Let's remember that as many as 30,000 people were tortured and disappeared by the military dictatorship. And many of those families of the victims and many human rights activists feel that the United States played a big role in the installing, at least, of the military dictatorship. They see that Henry Kissinger had played a big responsibility, not only in backing the dictatorship here in Argentina, but also in other countries around the continent in the 1970s.
Yeah, Obama's administration said last week it would declassify military and intelligence records linked to the dirty wars. What might those documents actually reveal?
So far, only once did the U.S. declassify documents relating to Argentina. And those documents definitely helped out in finding out more about single cases of disappearances and torture. None of those documents ever shed light on what may have been the U.S. involvement during those years of the dirty war. But the hope is that new documents will bring more information and hopefully give more families resolution.
And tomorrow, Obama is visiting a remembrance park in Buenos Aires that's set up to honor victims of the dirty war. How do you think that's going to be viewed by Argentines?
It's a beautiful park that is actually built in the shape of an open wound, which really tells you a lot about how Argentina feels about the era. I think it will take some time for the families of the victims to really come to terms with this. There will be a march also on Thursday, and we'll probably hear quite a few anti-Obama voices. And I think Obama's advisors were quite aware of this. And in fact, the president will fly over to southern Patagonia after going to the Remembrance Park. And that's probably a sign that he'll want to stay away for most of the day on such a sensitive day.
Yeah, so those families, they still see the fingerprints of Henry Kissinger on the fate of their loved ones.
Yes, very much so. And even high-profile figures, such as, for example, Adolfo Pérez Esquivel, he is an artist and a survivor of the dictatorship and won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1980 for his efforts in bringing about some justice in human rights here in Argentina. Now, even Pérez Esquivel was very vocal against Obama's timing. He called it unfortunate, and he came to say that Obama was not welcome at this time, and not because of who Obama is himself, but because of who he represents.
Journalist Irene Caselli in Buenos Aires, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Marco.